From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Sarah Reith.
I don't know that I would need to go into a lawsuit with the county, but the fact of the matter is, I'm not taking that off the table.
The sheriff is preparing to fight with the Board of Supervisors over what he terms overreach and extortion, while board members want more data to support his contentions. Last week, Sheriff Matt Kendall asked supervisors to hire Duncan James to represent his office as independent counsel on 2 points. Kendall and County Counsel Christian Curtis both believe there's a conflict of interest, with Curtis representing positions the sheriff finds objectionable. One is that Kendall says there are laws giving him exclusive authority over his IT department, and he believes the board has overreached its authority in that regard. A grand jury report released this month stated that information services is not one of the typical responsibilities of the sheriff coroner's office, and that Mendocino County could benefit from a consolidated IT model that requires background investigations into staff supporting the sheriff's IT. But the main point of contention is the budget and accountability. The county has a policy that department heads are personally liable for coming in over budget, which the sheriff's office regularly does. Kendall believes the department is structurally underfunded, which puts him in a position where he has to weigh public safety against his own financial well-being. Supervisor Ted Williams brought up Kendall's recent opposition to an independent financial audit that he thinks would have provided more solid data to support the sheriff's position.
Where is the data that shows that we're falling short, and in what areas are we falling short? And what is the proposal so that you're not structurally underfunded? We haven't seen it. Nuances of emergency situations aside, just normal, ordinary operating expenses of your department, do you believe you're obligated to follow the a budget approved by the Board of Supervisors?
As long as that budget is not structurally underfunded.
And you believe it's structurally underfunded today?
Absolutely.
By how much? And is there a plan to show us what's needed to not be structurally underfunded?
We know that our year-to-date actuals for extra help, you know, our bailiffs and whatnot, and a lot of that's paid for by the court contracts and things like that, $381,000, but $75,000 was put towards it. I'd say that that's structurally underfunded. Overtime. When we know that overtime usually runs somewhere between $1.4 and $1.8 million, but, you know, we're given a heck of a lot less than that.
By statute, the board has to approve the contract with the firm that will oppose it. Kendall was staunch in his selection of Duncan James's firm, which charges between $300 and $425 an hour, depending on which associate is doing the work. Curtis found other firms that charge much less and which he thinks have relevant experience. If the two parties can't agree on a lawyer, a judge will decide. Curtis advised the board against hiring James for 2 reasons.
One is that this is a firm that's actively suing us in another case, and there are certain strategic reasons related to that case, not necessarily a dispute with the sheriff, why hiring the firm in this matter may be disadvantageous. So I generally would recommend against using a firm that's actively suing us.
The other has to do with cost, though not necessarily the hourly rate.
I did, however, go back and take a look at that 2019 grand jury report that was discussing their work for the sanitation district in their litigation with the city of Ukiah. And I have to identify for the board, there were some red flags there. The amount was, at least according to the grand jury, 3 times what the city of Ukiah had paid. And the amount was sort of well in excess of what I would expect to be spending, frankly, for even some pretty complex litigation. It's more in the lines of what you might expect to see in a bill with sort of multinational corporations fighting each other over some pretty important issues where they're almost engaged in a sort of economic warfare.
Supervisor John Haschak asked Kendall what he hoped to gain from litigation.
Do you hope that the judge says, okay, Sheriff, you determine what the needs are and you budget your own sheriff's office, accordingly, and then the Board of Supervisors has to deal with it? Is that what the hope is?
No, absolutely not. My goal would be to say, these are the needs. This is what it takes to meet the needs in the exact same fashion that we present our budget to the board every year through the CEO's office. And, I think that structurally underfunding the sheriff's office and then saying, well, we'll make you accountable for anything that you go over, it's akin to extortion. That's exactly what it is. And I am not going to make decisions on how to serve the public based on financial things that could be done to me.
Curtis estimates that litigation between the board and the sheriff could take 2 years and cost $250,000. Supervisor Dan Jurdy suggested putting the contentious policies on hold while waiting for an opinion from the state attorney general, which Curtis thought would take about a year and come at no additional cost. But Kendall was adamant.
So I guess I don't see how this necessarily leads to a lawsuit if we could just agree that we're going to seek that legal advice from the attorney general, and the purpose of the board's hiring a legal independent legal advice for you was simply to advise you on how your input is provided for that letter to the attorney general. So is that something that you could see as workable? Because there would be, both issues would be held in abeyance while we were seeking the attorney general's opinion.
Well, Chair Jurdy, to be honest with you, I don't know if I want to answer that question without the advice of an attorney.
Curtis will provide the board with the names of two law firms he plans to present to the presiding judge to represent the sheriff on or before their next meeting on August 3rd. None of the supervisors was prepared to hire Duncan James. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.